Obviously, Tad, that's that stings. And we've been saying this for five games in a row now, maybe more.
Yeah, just you got to find a way. I mean, you know, the second one's a tough bounce off, obviously, off our D-man that goes in the back of the net. But the third one, I mean, it's unacceptable for our guys not to get under sticks. I mean, there's no way that guy can get open and get that kind of opportunity. But we've got to find a way here, and we've got to find it fast. And we just need more. We need everybody to bring more right now. That's what it comes down to. Is, you know, we had our opportunities on the power play and obviously didn't score a goal, and that, you know, that's a difference maker in the game again. Where, you know, with the guys that we put on the ice to go on the power play, they've got to be able to have that mentality of we're going to put this thing away, and we just let them hang around, and, you know, there we go.
I'm going to go back to a time when Dean Brockman told me, a great coach for the Humboldt Broncos who won a lot of hockey games, won a lot of championships. He told me, Storkey, at one point, you don't have to win all your championships. Other teams will lose them to you. Right now, I feel that you guys aren't, the other teams aren't winning. You guys are losing.
And I would 100% agree with that. We're finding ways to lose hockey games right now. And, you know, I thought we had a real good first period. I mean, you can't say enough about Corbin Schnurr coming to the net. And, I mean, he made some massive saves for us for, you know, just coming up to obviously back up Damon. And you can't say enough about what he did. And, you know, like I said, a couple of tough bounces. And, I mean, he made some real big saves for us too. But we're kind of shooting ourselves in the foot right now and just not, you know, bearing down on our chances. We had a ton of chances. We've got to stop on pucks. We've got to get that level up where you've got to want to score goals. And there's just too much circling right now, not enough stops and starts. And we've got to get back to the basics here, because that's what's going to win us hockey games.
And another thing is, too, it's very easy to tell ages in the SJHL now, because obviously if you're 18 and under, you're wearing a visor or you're wearing a full face mask. You guys have a lot of guys that aren't wearing face masks. You're an old hockey team.
Yeah, and it's funny you say that, because I think we're actually the third youngest in the league.
Well, you got 8 20-year-olds. That's what I'm pointing at.
Yeah. And
every night.
And then they've got to be the guys that, you know, tug this boat. They've all been here for, you know, quite some time, except for a couple that we obviously traded for this year. But we need the rest of them to, you know, start, you know, they've got to start pulling their weight and start helping us win hockey games. And it starts right from the top all the way through the lineup. And we've got to find a recipe here, because I mean, we talk about it all the time. There's not many games left to be able to find a way here.
Now you got to, unfortunately, sit on this for 6 days, and the weekend, now you can't even, you're probably not relaxing.
No, and it's, you know, it's definitely going to be a long day tomorrow, and watching video and breaking it down and, you know, figuring out what's going to make us, you know, what are the things we really need to work on next week? Because obviously it's not enough right now, and you know, we've got, like I said, we've got to find a way. We've got to have that killer instinct, and we got to play to win hockey games. Right now, it kind of seems like we're kind of just sitting back and, you know, hoping things come to us. Where we've got to be able to make those things happen. And, you know, like I said, the first period, I thought we had a lot of great chances. Didn't think we gave up a whole bunch, but then we kind of teeter off, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're on the losing end of the stick. So we've got to find a way to put that full 60 minutes together and find that intensity right throughout the whole game.
Yeah, and that's the thing as well. Before the game, you had mentioned it's still, you know, your own destiny, and it still is, but, you know, five games now, it's allowing these other teams. Eventually, if you don't turn this around, it's going to be to the point where then you do have to start scoreboard watching, and it's unfathomable to think that this team is fighting for a playoff spot with this roster. And I'm not harping on the guys, but I mean, I know what's out there.
Yeah, and that's the thing. We you know, we built this team because we obviously like the team we have, and right now we're just not getting it done. So we've got to find out why, you know, why that isn't happening. And it just, you know, it comes down to want to, will to, and, you know, how bad do you really, really want it? Because you know, you can sit here and say, you know, we're not gonna run from it. We know we're fighting for our playoff lives. So it's, you know, what are you gonna do to make sure that we're in that dance? And you know, what are you gonna do to make sure that we're gonna get there?
And last, some good news. I think Damon's not real serious. Sounds like he should still be going to Winnipeg, just from Emma's official, not her official, but just her kind of like quick chat tonight.
Yeah, obviously when we get back, she'll look at him throughout the next 2 days. And, you know, he's obviously a heck of a hot goalie. And, you know, I hope that opportunity isn't taken away from him. But, you know, it's one of those things. So, you know, the nice part is we get some breaks. Obviously some guys will be playing a lot of hockey there next week. But we've got to be ready, because our next test is Flint again.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for coming up, Tad.
Thanks.